It's 66 degrees in Nashville, partly cloudy right now. We do expect a sunny day with a high in the low 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee is a dangerous place for pedestrians, and it's only getting worse. WPLN Cynthia Abrams says a new report shows that Memphis is the most dangerous metro area in the country. And while Nashville's a little safer, the trend here is worsening.
On Nashville pedestrian deaths, it's been a very bad start to the year. 14 people have been killed while walking, nearly three times more than at the same time last year. A new report from nonprofit Smart Growth America shows that many cities in the U.S. are simply getting deadlier over time. Beth Osborne, the organization's CEO, says that's because of skewed priorities.
If you ask most of our transportation leaders, the only thing they're trying to solve for is congestion and not safety.
And improving congestion actually makes streets more dangerous, since heavy traffic is the key to slowing things down.
We see a bipartisan connection on dismissing safety in a real way. They'll give nice speeches, but the fact of the matter is, if anybody ever has to slow down while driving, that is the true tragedy as far as they are concerned.
While Nashville leaders adopted the Vision Zero plan in 2022, which aims to improve roadways to reach zero pedestrian deaths by 2050, the report and the numbers show that Nashville is only getting more dangerous for pedestrians. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
This weekend, Nashville Public Library celebrated 25 years in its current downtown building. Saturday was a full day of anniversary activities like puppet shows, craft activities, and tours of the Civil Rights and Votes for Women room. The location was closed for much of the last year due to a fire last summer in the attached parking garage. The current downtown library opened amidst a transformative time for downtown Nashville. It welcomed patrons for the first time in 2001, which was the same year that the Country Music Hall of Fame moved downtown and the Frist Art Museum opened in the renovated downtown post office. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.